I thought he was a great general, and I came out publicly to defend him on several news programs when he was fired. Secondly, WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks, it was very nebulous, and I think a lot of people looked at it and said, what does this really mean? Well, within my book, for better or for worse, and I strongly believe without giving anything classified up, we put some pieces together, some dots together. We talk about the ISI, we talk about the Iranians, we talk about the Taliban resurgence. 1 year earlier than what was publicly disclosed prior to this. And I think there may be some embarrassment there relating to, one, we knew certain information which was already in the public domain. Again, we're moving the timeline up, not the fact that it wasn't already in the public domain. We're moving the timeline up of when things started to go downhill.
Okay. As you said, you've been connecting the dots in the book.
Yes.
From what information to what other information were you connecting
right.
dots to?
Very good.
What were you doing in Afghanistan, and what were you writing about in this book about what you were doing?
Right. My official title was the Operations Officer for Defense Intelligence Agency's activities on the ground there. It's what my was stipulated, which is publicly disclosed in my Bronze Star. Within the context of that period, I also was working with the Leadership Targeting Cell, the LTC. And again, some folks from the LTC were actually collaborators within the book.
Explain what that is.
Leadership Targeting Cell was a hybrid organization focused on the essentially identification, the capture or kill of high-value targets, HVTs, relating to the then threat of Al-Qaeda and Taliban. And the job of the LTC was to provide high-value intelligence to help track down high-value targets. And it was a J3 organization run by then full colonel Jose Oliveira. He's now retired. A good friend of mine. He's still around. And his team helped focus the overall combat operations and other special operations to track down these HVTs. So within that context, I had a clear purview of everything that was going on. While serving with LTC, we discovered that there were safe havens in Pakistan. And this is during the very time the Taliban made its first attempt to come back across the border and start taking back Afghanistan. There was a battle called Mountain Viper, where the U.S. Army and 10th Mountain Division was successful in breaking the back of the first attempt of the Taliban to return to Afghanistan. This is that we actually took most of that section of the book from public sources, from 10th Mountain Division articles and things like that. So we were able to reconstruct the battle from open sources completely. That battle was the Taliban's attempt to retake Kandahar and Kandahar province before Ramadan of 2003. They failed. They learned a lesson that they could not take us on force, and we recognized the fact that they were beginning an insurgency, and this is what we briefed his leadership. So the book is about the tipping point, where we recognized the fact that they were coming back, and that this information was known, that we didn't make it known to leadership, and that we had to do something if we wanted to maintain stability in Afghanistan. And this is what we're talking about in the book.
Why do you believe there's been such a vitriolic response to your book?
Well,
from the military.
From the military. From some in the military. I've gotten a lot of support from others in the military.
Why do you think those that have come out, some of those are in leadership positions,
right,
have done it?
Well, I would look at some of the public statements. I was on CNN talking about this, and the only person who publicly commented over the weekend was the director of DIA. DIA has, for a number of reasons, I believe, taken an adversarial position with me by the fact I was a whistleblower in something called Able Danger back in 2005 and 2006.
So you believe it's revenge?
Oh, absolutely. This was an emotional reaction. If you look at everything that was done, it was an emotional reaction, not a logical reaction. I offered to work with them off the radar to keep this out of the public domain, and they chose to make this a public battle.
But why would they go the revenge route?
Oh, well, as to make me an example, I think this is one of the things I've heard from several friends on the inside. The idea is Schaefer did some things we're unhappy with, and yeah, he may prevail, but we're going to make his life miserable, as miserable as we can make it. So no one walks away untouched. And I believe that has something to do with it. Plus, frankly, they've been playing games with my security clearance for the past 5 years. The Army's attempted to work in good faith to go through an adjudication process. There's a very clear process. Investigations have to happen. And Defense Intelligence Agency has refused to provide the file to Army that they used to first suspend and then revoke my security clearance. So you got to ask yourself, why on earth would anyone?
Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is author of the book Operation Dark Heart. JJ Green, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.